Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue Shari Chuvah Shar Beis, Ois Hey, Shir number 92, discussing a very high madrega of dealing and understanding why Yisurim, my suffering, come on to people. Why Hashem sends Yisurim to people. We spoke about two reasons so far. One reason is a kapara. Person needs to get an atonement to cleanse his neshama. And in that case, it's like a person going to a doctor. Sometimes you go to the doctor, or maybe a physical therapist. You come out, you feel like, why did he do that to me? I'm in so much pain. But what's he doing this for? He's doing it for your benefit, so you can heal better. That's number one. So the Yisurim are cleansing your neshama. Number two, there's another reason here, as we mentioned, it's to arouse a person to do tshuva. Yisurim to arouse a person to do tshuva. And we had mentioned, if a person doesn't respond, unfortunately sometimes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will send more Yisurim to the person. There's a third reason. This third reason is a very, I'll say, smaller category of why Yisurim will come to people. And the reason is because we're talking about people who are in a very high madrega, very high level. People who, as the Gemara in Brachas tells us, they were already mefashvesh b'maisav. They already did introspection. They already looked into their ways. And these are the people who can't find anything wrong. Not because they're Bali Gaiva, because they're tremendous tzaddikim. These people are having what's called Yisurim Shel Ahava. Yisurim, suffering of Ahava, of love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending them Yisurim as a nisayon, as a test, as a challenge to give them more schar in Olam Haba. When the Musar of Hashem, in this case, when the Yisurim come onto a person who is pure and upright, Mamash Tzadik, Zach V'Yosher, Yelin Yisoyinu LaHagdil Scharoi LaOilam Haba, the purpose of this, of these Nisayonis, of these Yisurim, is as a test to elevate this person. We said the word Nisayon, test, challenge. What do you do when you have a test? You see, you try to rise to the occasion to pass the test. It means you're elevating yourself. A Nes, Nisayon Nes, is a banner. What do you do with a banner? You hang it high. You raise it. It's to raise the Nisayon, is to raise the person. Yel Nisayon Ula Hagdil Scharoi L'Olam Haba, and to give this person more schar in Olam Haba. He brings a pasuk. Varim ches tezvav. Lemana noischa ulemana soisecho leitivcho v'achrisecho. That when Klaiso were going through the midbar, and they were dealing with difficulties such as thirst, snakes, scorpions. Why did Hashem do this? Hashem did this because Hashem wanted to create a situation to give them more schar. Amru Chazal, pishpish b'maisa be'is tzarosa v'chipeis v'chokar v'loi matzah chayt b'yodei. A person, he examined every single aspect of his behavior. Bein Adam l'makoy, between man and Hashem. Bein Adam l'chaveroi. He can't find anything wrong. Hein hein yisun shel ava. As the Gemara in Brachas Daf Hey tells us, these are yisun shel ava. And they were sent to the person so that when he gets to Olam Haba, and he puts in his spiritual credit card to download the rewards, the reward miles, he's going to see a tremendous amount of reward miles he would never have had if Hashem would not have given those Yisurim to him. So this is the third reason why Yisurim come to a person. Like we said earlier in the introduction, a very high madrega of the tzaddikim. Tzaddikim me'oid me'oid, very great level tzaddikim. These are Yisurim shel Ahava.